Some Baltimore County residents this morning told state lawmakers that developers are running roughshod over the county. WYPR's John Lee reports they were in Annapolis to back legislation that would ban the county executive and council members from taking campaign contributions from developers.
The county's 8-member state Senate delegation met in what's called the Red Room at the State House, and they heard from county residents who are seeing red over the influence developers have. People from White Marsh to Towson to Pikesville told the senators that developers are calling the shots, getting their projects through by giving elected leaders campaign contributions. Joe LaBella is president of the Towson Manor Village Community Association.
This sort of relationship between a developer, its agents, and its members of the and members of the county council or executive's office is ripe for conflicts of interest.
Russell Donnelly said he's seen a shift away from the government serving the people.
To where our rights and voices are not being registered in Baltimore County as they formerly were.
Here's what State Senator Jim Brochin's legislation would do. It would keep a developer with a project in the county from making campaign contributions to the county executive or county council members. And if that developer had given money in the previous 3 years, the campaign funds would have to be given back. Brochin says he's seeing projects getting green-lighted despite unanimous opposition from people who live nearby. But he says he's not laying this at the feet of County Executive Kevin Kamenetz or the current County Council.
This has been going on for years, and somebody's got to say enough and connect the dots and say, why is it that every development that's opposed by a mass amount of community members is approved, and then you follow the campaign contributions?
One person spoke against the legislation, Josh Greenfeld with the Maryland Building Industry Association.
There's little or no evidence of undue influence in Baltimore County by developers.
Greenfeld said projects sometimes take years, are debated publicly, and can be appealed. Greenfeld also questioned whether the legislation is constitutional.
It's unconstitutional to single out one type of business or one type of entity and say that they cannot give campaign contributions. Campaign contributions are an act of political speech protected by the First Amendment.
Brochin dismissed that argument. He pointed out that Prince George's County for years has had similar legislation on the books. Jennifer Bevan-Dangle, the executive director of Common Cause Maryland, agreed. She said it's true the Supreme Court has ruled against restrictions on campaign contributions.
But in every single case that's been decided, the reason for their decision was that there wasn't a direct link between the donor and the entity receiving the money. Here, you have such a clear nexus that I'm very confused where the developers think that argument would lead them.
Brochin needs to get the support of his fellow Baltimore County senators for the legislation to have any chance of passing. That means at least 5 votes. Brochin said he has 2 votes so far, including his own. He believes a couple of other senators may be leaning his way. Brochin expects the vote in the delegation to be close.
For some of these senators who are here, this is the first time they've heard it, because it happens in some districts more than others. I'm unlucky that it's been happening in Towson quite frequently.
No one from the county council or from County Executive Kamenetz's staff testified at today's meeting, but in the past they have denied any influence from developers. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.